I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A national advocate for limiting money's influence in politics is touring Alaska. He's pitching a new amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which requires a supermajority of Congress. He says nearly half of the Senate and 200 members of the House of Representatives are on board so far. The proposed amendment wouldn't end unlimited spending by super PACs or redefine corporations or the wealthy's right to influence elections, but it would return the authority to do so to Congress and state lawmakers.
This is about putting the power back in your hands in Alaska to decide how you want to do it.
Jeff Clements is a Massachusetts attorney, author of Corporations Are Not People, and founder and president of the group American Promise.
Maybe you want that law about money from outside. Maybe you want that law about limits on PACs. Maybe you want that law about having corporations be in the economy but not in every election. Or you might decide, you know what, we don't have a problem. You should decide that.
The amendment would nullify parts of the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision. It struck down many laws that capped how much corporations and individuals could spend in political campaigns. The late Justice Antonin Scalia wrote the court's opinion, which equated spending money on political campaigns to protected free speech. He discussed the decision in a 2012 CNN interview with Piers Morgan.
You can't separate speech from the money that facilitates the speech.
Can't you?
It's utterly impossible. Could you tell newspaper publishers you can only spend so much money in the publication of your newspaper? Would they not say this is abridging my speech?
But Clements says the right to free speech isn't absolute. Speakers' time is limited in public hearings. Parade organizers need permits. Protesters can't hold noisy demonstrations in the middle of the night. He argues these restrictions protect an equal right to speak freely and to be heard.
To decide you're going to drop in $100 million into an election or millions of dollars, that's like shouting over your fellow citizens.
Clements says national polls consistently show Americans across party lines overwhelmingly support the amendment. He urged state and local officials in Alaska to join the 19 politically diverse states and 800 American cities that have already adopted resolutions supporting the amendment.
That's why we are trying to go all over the country and let's see who wants to be next.
Alaska's congressional delegation has not committed. Some members of the last Alaska legislature did introduce resolutions, but only one committee hearing was held on them over 2 years. None advanced. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. And a quick disclosure, KTOO co-produced long-form coverage of Clements' talk with the Juneau World Affairs Council.